speaking of memories, there's a great play happening very shortly at the Civic Theatre, and the Metropolitan Players are putting it on. We've got a couple of folks from the gang have just popped in randomly to join us, Steph and Luke. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Look, I feel very underdressed, particularly for Luke. He's look at this guy. He's styling and profiling all over the place.
Yes. Well, I'm very much dressed to the style of the show, which is the 17th century. Mm. And, yeah, I'm looking pretty... Flash.
And Steph, I'm not really sure what happened to you.
Were
you
rolling some dirt? Something happened along the line. Yeah, I did. I fell over in some dirt, and that happened too.
But you're both in character. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
How long have you been with the Metropolitan Players?
Well, this is my second show with them. Actually, I was part of their production last year of Wicked the musical, and it's
and they invited you back. That's
I know.
I must have done something good.
So, and this is Steph's first show with
them. Yeah, this is my first Met show. So I've always gone to see Met shows, but I've never actually been in one. So it's my first. Go.
That's all very exciting.
Yeah.
Do you have any trouble remembering all your lines?
Well, that's what rehearsals are very good for, which is great. Yeah. We rehearse really hard.
And actually in this show, in Les Mis, there's actually no script. It's all sung. Mm. So I've had moments where I've gone, oh, I should be learning my lines right now. And then I go, hang on, it's actually, I should be learning my music. Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about the characters that you both are playing? Because it's a bit of a triangular situation, isn't it?
It is. Well, my character of Marius, he's a student and he actually is in love for someone else. He comes across another girl called Cosette and falls in love instantly, and my friend Eponine.
Uh-oh. Mm.
I think of her as a great friend.
Uh-oh.
However, I think she might have a different point of view.
Eponine is completely in love with Marius. She's only young, she's only 16, but basically he has the life that she wants. She's really poor and had a really quite a sad life. And he's just kind of everything to her.
Look, don't sugarcoat it. He friend zoned you.
That's what I like to say. He's totally friend zoned her. He even scruffs up her hair and says, "Oh, you're funny," and you know, and it's it's
so cute, but not
that you're
way.
Cute, but I don't like you that way,
no.
And so it's very sad.
Well, look, let's just get you out of the doldrums. You want to sing just a little bit of the program?
I thought we might. Yeah.
So, do you need someone else to come in and give a bass or tenor?
If you feel like it, give it a go. What do you guys think?
They're saying
better not.
No, everyone's saying I shouldn't sing, and they've probably heard me sing. That's why.
No.
Oh,
okay, that makes sense.
What are we going to be listening to a snippet of today?
We're going to sing a section of song where Eponine's actually going to be taking me to visit this new interest of mine, Cosette.
That's not awkward at all.
No, I'm that nice. I love him that much. I will show him where his love's house is.
Okay.
And I'm so thankful, but in her mind, she's thinking,
completely of you.
I wish this was me.
Yeah.
All right, let's have the song.
Sure. In my life, she has burst like the music of angels, the light of the sun. And my life seems to stop as if something is over and something has scarcely begun. Eponine, you're the friend who has brought me here. Thanks to you, I am one with the gods and heaven is near. And I saw through a world that is new, that is free.
Every word that he says is a dagger in me. In my life, there's been no one like him anywhere where he is. If he asked, I'd be his. In my life, there is someone who touches my life.
Waiting near.
Waiting here.
Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Well done.
Pretty good with no music.
I know. But you can definitely hear the friend zone in that.
Oh,
yeah.
That horrible word.
You're the friend.
It's scathing.
It's a shocking word. But look, Steph and Luke, the Metropolitan Players, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
And we look forward to seeing you on stage very, very shortly.
Yes.
To NURFM, it is 6 to 10.